Good afternoon. My name is Kate Stewart, and I'm here to just give you a bit of a brief overview of SBOMs or software bill of materials so that you've got some context for some of the other discussions that are going on this afternoon. Problem we've got in the ecosystem right now is that most companies aren't able to accurately summarize what's actually on their systems. You know, they install things, but all the dependencies and everything else that's sort of underneath the covers is getting hidden. And it's a lot of investigation to try to figure out what's really there and what all the licenses are, as well as if that some of them may be vulnerable for securities and may need to be remediated. So there's been efforts that have been underway in the last couple of years of starting to define and come up with a common consensus from multiple stakeholders of what a software bill of materials is. At the heart, it's components and relationships between them. And being able to list the components and how they depend on each other in a standardized format, and so that we can bring it in and automate it through the tooling. To give you a quick example, unfortunately, I can't be in Brussels to have waffles. So, you know, there's things we can buy in the stores here. And when you actually go and look on the side of the box, you'll see that there's an ingredient list. And that ingredient list is effectively the same type of information we would get in an SBOM for a software product. Everyone should possibly be using an SBOM, be it a company, be it an individual. We'd like to get it so that any open source project, when they do a release, they can release an SBOM, or when they go into a build that you're going to be putting on a system to execute, you should be able to know exactly all the components that are there. And we're a little bit away from where we want to be at this point. You can literally, and you should literally be able to, you know, be able to generate these SBOMs when you're bringing something in, when you're going through your build and test flows and, you know, recording the evidence and artifacts, as well as, you know, when you're shipping it out, you know, having a summarized, nice, neat packaged version is something else you can want. There's needs and use cases throughout the entire life cycle of the software development. So being able to automate and having these software build materials summarizing our software is, I think, a goal that we should be all aiming for. We're starting to see evidence of it showing up in various standards now. OpenChain has, this is one of the key elements of it that you're expected, if you're working with open source, to have a bill of materials available for what you're using and how you're combining it. Now, there's a lot of variation as to what fields we want to track and so forth. And the NTIA effort spent a lot of time about a year and a half ago figuring out what minimum viable is. And it basically comes down to these fields of supplier name, component name, unique identifier, a version string, hash, a relationship, and the author name. There's a couple of standards formats that are out there right now in the ecosystem, SPDX or Software Package Data Exchange, and then Cyclone DX that's come in from the OWASP space. Both of those formats are able to easily encompass that minimum viable, as is SWID. And all of these formats have tools available for them today. These tools, the links here, if you want to follow them and look at them, you can sort of see what's known as available. And if you spot something that you know about that's not listed there, just please put in a comment. We're always looking to understand what the latest tooling landscapes are in these formats. Most of the tools that are being talked about here are in the SCA space are working with, you know, built looking at and analyzing a build from a build and generating an SBOM, or else if you're working running an audit tool, looking at that, although some are looking at consuming it and then matching data up from other information for vulnerabilities and so forth. And I guess vulnerabilities is the reason you're hearing more about this in the last year or two, in the sense that supply chain security issues are not going away and they're just getting worse. You know, we've all been looking at SolarWinds. So the awareness is raised, and the regulatory authorities in the US and Europe and other places are starting to pay attention and starting to ask for this in some of the critical applications like the